Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 40 for the week of August 27th, 2007. We begin this week with the calendar of events through the end of September. On August 29th, the University of Louisville's Kentucky Pollution Prevention Center will hold a free process water management workshop at the La Quinta Inn and Suites in Florence, Kentucky. On September 7th, the Milwaukee branch of the AESF will have a golf outing at Silver Spring Country Club in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. On September 12th through the 14th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Owens Community College, will be taking place in Toledo, Ohio. My interview with Dr. Richard Krupa, the coordinator of the event, is available on the calendar page. On September 14th through the 16th, the 2007 Surface Technology Association's fall outing, including Reno Air Races, will be taking place at John Esquaga's Nugget Casino Resort in Sparks, Nevada. On September 18th through the 20th, FinEx 07 will be taking place at the Indiana Convention Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. Sponsored by the finishing industry's leading trade associations, FinEx 07 will provide a wide range of technical conference sessions alongside an expo floor covering everything from liquid coatings, powder coatings, electro coatings, plating, porcelain enamel, pretreatment, and curing. Please visit the calendar page to listen to my interview with the organizer of the event, Ann Goyer of Goyer Management. On September 21st and 22nd, AESF Regional Conference, hosted by the Seattle Puget Sound branch of the AESF, will be taking place at Doubletree Inn in Seattle, Washington. On September 23rd through the 25th, Southern Metal Finishing Conference will be taking place at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. The 2007 event will focus on training for the practical applications of powder coating, plating, and waste treatment processes. TED's interview with Paul Fisher, the organizer of the event, is available on the calendar page. And on September 24th and 25th, a Powder Coating Academy, sponsored by Metal Finishing Magazine in conjunction with Southern Metal Finishing, will be taking place in Charleston, South Carolina. Instructed by Tiger Drylack, this two-day course will teach how powder coatings will help you thrive in the ever-changing finishing market. My interview with Greg Valero, publisher of Metal Finishing Magazine, is available on the calendar page. And for more information on all of these events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Seeking employment in the surface finishing industry? Then please check out our Help Wanteds. Posted on August 21st, Rika Denshi America, a manufacturer of small spring-loaded contacts used to test semiconductors, is seeking a plating engineer supervisor for their plating facility in Attleboro, Massachusetts. This job requires a hands-on knowledge of electroplating theory, technology, and equipment. In addition to the supervision of the plating shop, this job also requires hands-on plating, equipment maintenance, and some R&D. Some travel is also required to support and coordinate their plating operations in Japan and to meet with customers as needed. This position requires a BS in chemistry, chemical engineering, or a related technical discipline, plus a minimum of 5 years' experience in the electroplating field. Posted on August 24th, busy, demanding, large, and growing Midwest finishing job shop is looking for an operations manager. They are looking for a roll-up-the-sleeves professional with extensive job shop technical experience, great people and leadership skills, a positive team-oriented attitude, an entrepreneurial spirit, and an overwhelming drive to constantly mix it up and make continuous improvements. Ready for the challenge? For more information on these positions, as well as all of the available positions, please click on the Help Wanteds button on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week, but please join us next week to listen to our interview with Craig Jacobs of Zynex Corporation as he answers the question, why oil-cooled rectifiers? Until next time, thanks for listening.